Hello and welcome to Pro Goat. This is AJ.
And I'm Benny.
And we talk football. Let's just start out with a big win. Luka Modric has won the Ballon d'Or.
Yeah, I mean, do you think that he should have won it?
Yeah, I do.
Well, like, there's been some talk about maybe he shouldn't have, maybe he should have. I mean, he's the first person, other than Lionel Messi and Cristiano Ronaldo, who's won the Ballon d'Or in over a decade.
Exactly. But not only is it disappointing for Leo Messi and Cristiano, but it's all disappointing for, like, Iniesta and other players, legendary players, that weren't able to win the Ballon d'Or in their decade.
Yeah, I mean, I think Luka Modric has had a great season, especially during the World Cup with Croatia. I think it was pretty deserved.
Yeah, you know, I don't think Cristiano should feel that he didn't do good because, you know, he got silver in the Ballon d'Or and Griezmann got bronze. Yeah, you know, some good news, some bad news. Lukaku, Benny, is in the game. He's been starting, he's been scoring goals, but Pogba's been benched.
Yeah, I think there's been some up and downs between Mourinho and Pogba. I think that Pogba's annoyed with the way that Mourinho has been playing lately and coaching, and I think that that's something to say. But, like, the other day when Manchester United played Arsenal, both Pogba and Lukaku didn't start in their 2-2 draw.
Yeah, you know, also, Manchester United denied Alderweireld request to Manchester United. You know, Tottenham offered a $30 million contract for Alderweireld to move to MU, but they just denied him. MU just denied him.
Yeah, you know, I think that Pochettino is very excited about that, though. I think he'd like to have Alderweireld, especially since Trippier has that crucial flared-up groin, and Pochettino has been saying that since, like, Trippier got really bad injured, and he said that he's basically 100% not going to make
Trippier. No, I mean, I'm pretty sure, you know, Pochettino said that Tottenham is pretty square, you know, they're pretty, like, even, they're playing exactly with Leicester City's style. You know, they're also playing with Watford and West Ham, he also stated, which I agree with some aspect of that, but I feel like Tottenham are right now in their big leagues, you know. Hugo Lloris is doing good right now, and Trippier even admitted that, you know, he's making Hugo look good, even after what happened in August with Hugo, you know, drinking and driving. Like, Hugo's back in this game, and hopefully he can bring that same inspiration to this game. Yeah, so, you know, some injuries, Benny. De Bruyne is coming off a rehabilitation of a ligament injury, which is good because Man City has needed him. Not necessarily needed him, but, you know, they have wanted De Bruyne back. So that will be good, you know. But we also got Suarez. A few things happened with Suarez this week. You know, he got a knee injury. You know, it's not looking good for him. You know, Barcelona are worried for him. I'm worried for him. Yeah, I don't think it's looking good for Suarez. But Suarez has recently just got an interesting neck tattoo.
Yeah, it is a tattoo that resembles his celebration.
Yeah, celebration.
Holds up his three fingers and
puts them by his mouth.
Yeah, that's basically it. And something that is just so interesting and that I don't think I personally wasn't expecting a young 18-year-old named Jack Sullivan has recently
signed to coach West Ham Women. You know, and his father is rich, you know, he's good. He's like, guy has a lot of money. He got some dollar bills, you know? But he asked his mom if he could buy the West Ham Women. And she said
this would be a big responsibility, but he still said yes. And, you know, he said that he's done some good things for the team, the 18-year-old Jack Sullivan, but he's also done some not-so-smart things. But, you know, he's going to keep going, and we're going to see where that ends.
Well, yeah, to go along with that, AJ, he also stated that when he was 14 years old. And I don't know. I don't think I'd be able to do that if I was a 18-year-old.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. Yeah. But we also got some MLS games that happened, you know. Atlanta and Portland, you know. They're playing at 7 p.m. this tonight. So, you know, I think Portland will show a big game, you know. They'll hopefully show a beautiful game to Atlanta. But I think that Atlanta has a better percentage in responsibility to win, you know, at Portland at a 5 seed and Atlanta at a 1 seed. You know, I'm pretty sure that Atlanta should win, but Portland beating the 2nd seed team, you know, they're doing pretty well this season.
Well, yeah, they have a lot of experienced players, such as like Diego Valeri, like Jeff, Diego Chara. He's a beast. He does make some pretty technical fouls. I'm worried he's going to get a red card this game. But, you know, like I said, like Diego Valeri, Sebastian Blanco, I think they're going to really work together. Like they usually do. They work so well together. I just can't get enough.
Thank you once again for tuning in with Pro Golf Football Talk. I hope you have a wonderful day. Listen to some games. Tottenham versus Leicester is going on today. And we got a Christmas song.
I don't like it, but it does have all the players' names in it. Impressive.
Pro Goat out. Hello, and thank you for tuning in with Pro Goat Football Talk. Today we're going to be talking about some transfers, some games, and some players that are coming out for rehabilitation.